Kumlenen Ablak Gemara. We're up to Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We'll start again from Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan. We're talking about over here. You had a machlekes in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, birds that were underage, you're still moyle, because eventually it will reach the right age. It'll be a year old and benayena. And those turtle doves that are overage, you know, you makdash it, even when you makdash it, it was time that was right. But you didn't do anything with it. And then avas manon, so now you should not have a nor from it, but nor are you moil, because it's not anymore the old bech. Comes along Ula and says, and that's a shimon. And Chacham say, makes no difference. Omar Ula says, Kochim Shemesu, if a korban died, yotzu midei mi'ila d'var teidim, and teidim, you're no longer moil. Why? Because what can you do with animal? You cannot be makir of it. You cannot redeem it because you cannot eat it. The apostle of kochim, what could you do with it? You died. You can't eat it. Only give it to dogs. And you're not paid your kochim lachil in the club. Yosef ula sat there, kamal hashmait. You repeated this din in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Amle Rabbi Chizda, man shamlach, who in the world will listen to you, Rabbi Yechon Rabbach, and Rabbi Yechon Yerebbe? The chigdusha shebehen lehechon holcha, it was kodesh. Where did it disappear to? You can't say ain mile, ain still mile, because he didn't finish his job.
As long as it's forbidden to everyone, but Hano, then it must be.
Hano and meal, two different things. It's an Issa called Hanoah, but the Issa of Mila, we're about to start. The Issa of Mila, we're just revising yesterday. You don't need to hear the revision of yesterday. We do. Amalei, he said to him, Tikshe Mas Nisi, and Sir Ula said back to Chizal, ask in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Toidin Shalai Yez Manan, but it says also, Vnei Yoynish Avaz Manan. Now these Vnei Yoynish Avaz Manan, you were Makdish it at the time when it was Kodesh, but then when it goes by, it's used by date, Loi Nani Vilei Mo, it's not Mo. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that's several, eight lines at the bottom. Where did the Kedusha go? Is Hachinami, if your Shiloh is a Shiloh, name will let us say Kedusha Shebehen, Heichen Oslo, or Heichen Holcha. Where did the Kedusha disappear to? And then Ula said, even though I believe the Kedusha disappeared, Abba Maydidalach, Ula says, the Ikam Ilam Drabban, at least Drabban will be Mila, but I'm talking about Mahatayda. In fact, that's the words he used, Mahatayda. Then Bechiza says, well, actually, he said, I don't understand. You're telling me there's Mil Rabbana, Miikamidi. He's never happy for what Ula said. Miikamidi, the Miikarala is Bimila. Let's say, okay, the bird that was, you marked the shit when it was of age, and then you didn't do anything with it till it used by date. So I understand why, at least with Rabbana, there's Mila. But in the case where it was underage, and you marked the shit, that means nothing happened. So if nothing happened, and there's no Mila from the Torah, how could it be Mila with the Rabbana? The meal of the rabbon are usually, extending the meal of the tayyid, but there's no meal of the tayyid because you makdish it before
the
age.
What's the getter of this animal if you're lucky?
Bird,
you
nothing.
Makdish it when it's not
there's nothing. Nothing's there, nothing.
So it's no hektish.
Yeah, he says here, ne eloi nani v'lo meila, but there's no meila. It has a certain kedusha, but you cannot bring it to the mizbeach yet. So therefore, it's a potential kedusha. You're not allowed to have hano, but you're not moil. You're not moil. According to Shimon, you are moil.
Lepoil, what do you do with the animal? You have to keep it until it's.
You wait. You wait. But the question is, whatever you didn't use it, you didn't wait. You used it before. Says the Gemara, "Meikamila b'soigiz mila." So he answers back, "Veloi, what are you talking about? V'had ikadam, the blood of an animal, You know, we know that is by kodesh kadoshim. As soon as you make it holy, it's your moil. If you use it for your own good, until after you spray the blood, but the blood of the animal does not become kodesh." Yet there's no meila by not no kodesh. There's no meila. We can dam the mikodesh meila, and yet libasayif. After you sprinkle the blood, we said any blood left over, if it went down Nachal Kidron, it went down that over there, a little river there, and they used to use it then to fertilize things. Your meila midrabban. So here we see a case. There's no meila before, yet the rabban has stepped in and made meila. Well, the is meila. What are you talking about? Now we learn dam mechila meila ba the blood from the animal. You're not meila, even though it's also of yotz the nachal kidron. Once it enters nachal kidron, meila ba you are meila. So we see that the meila the rabban is not hinging on having first meila the raisa. Amri when answer back, no. Hosanaikim namikin meila v'kara. Sometimes there's blood also mikara. What's the story? Amar Rav said hamekis dam lebehemas kochim. Rav said, if somebody extracts blood for take a behemoth kachim and you extract the blood for health reasons, whatever it is, that blood that you extracted, even though you didn't shech the animal yet, the animal's thing, you just extract some blood, you're moil in that blood. We'll soon see why. And since you're moil in that blood, why you're moil? Because the word is very simple. That blood you just took out right now, it cannot be used on the mizbeach for zika. So therefore, what did you do? You took out part of the animal. So the blood you took out before is considered a chelik of the animal. And every part of the animal, you're moil. The blood is considered no different than the flesh while the animal's alive. It's all the same. So therefore, there's mila. So therefore, since there's mila matayda, there can be mila drabon. But there's no mila matayda. Where you find mila drabon? So we have a machlekes now whether there's mila drabon where there's no mila matayda. Second, my gufal analyzes on Rav Huna bar Av. Hamikas down the behemoth kachim. If you extract blood from behemoth kachim, also by no, you don't have any no. Moiling boy, why are you moil? Because the blood is considered part of the animal. So let me ask a question: how is that different than the milk of an animal? Why is the milk of a kachim is not you're not moil? The same cheshbon. It's part of the animal. It's you know. So why don't you say that you're moil? Yeah, mostly Rav Nuna cholav hamikdashin, the milk of mikdashin, the bay of toirin, and the eggs of toirin, like nenu le moiling. You now have a no, but nor are you moil. Nor are you moil. Why not? The milk is the same thing. Amalei said to him, "Kika, I mean, I'm only saying this to Gabi Dam only by blood. You know why? The loy miskayem is beloy dam, because blood does not exist. An animal cannot live without blood. So therefore, the blood is considered an integral part of the animal. Abo cholov, the kamekayem beloy cholov loy. But an animal can live without producing milk, and therefore, it's not considered part of the animal. Nu musid am mishashayim, mishashayim, mishashayim. He asked the question, what about hazevel? It says that fertilizer, the hapedes and the dung." Shebechatzer, you know, the excrement from the animal. Shebechatzer found in the chatzer from a kachim. Ain't any, you shouldn't have a knob, but ain't moiling. You shouldn't, you're not allowed to steal. The yipul demel lishcha. And if you sell it, the money of it goes to the lishcha, to the chamber there. Now, lechayda, an animal cannot exist without producing wastes. You cannot exist without producing waste. So why don't you say the waste is part of the animal? Why don't you say you're moiling the waste if you use it for your own purpose? It says you have a lay moiling. Amri, we say. You know there were kalim made out of waste. In fact, we're not talking about clay galilim, which is, you know, which is made out of dung. You say, my idiom, yeah. Say, my idiom, what are you talking about? Hadin peres, this waste, I mean, alma kosle, where does it come from? It was produced because you ate food, external food, extraneous to yourself, and you produce waste. And today this is the waste, tomorrow will be other waste. So you can never say it's part of an animal. Azal hayo se yachrina, this goes, tomorrow another one comes. Lafuke dam migufi, the blood comes from within itself. So therefore it's part animal.
What do we say when I get to a tinus?
No, what do you mean? Yeah, because
when you dump, exactly. You have carbon oil. Exactly. Because the dam is the same. It also comes from the
exactly. So that's the mark. So therefore, the blood is the person itself. So the Gemara, blood comes from the from the animal itself. No, he's saying it. I mean, the blood is from the animal itself, and
the
therefore
comes because you eat.
That's
you
right.
Eat external food.
Therefore, it's not part of the animal, and you're not moil. You're not moil if you use it, but blood is part of the animal. So just like if you take any other part of the animal,
where does the blood come from? It's because you're eating food that your body has.
Your body produces the blood, and it's like if you take blood out of a person, it will come back, and the body produces the blood, even though
the food
is like a trigger for it.
It's not the actual thing.
All right, I get it. Rashi says here, interesting. He said a little different kvetch. Shari nivra ima. In other words, the peres came afterwards. Interesting. So not like every day, because maybe he bothered with the image question. The blood also is produced by food, but maybe what he's saying here, he says because the animal the moment it was born had blood already. That's the virgin. It was also nurtured from its mother whilst in the mother's womb. That's also the same thing.
And the blood baby produces meconium. You know that's
yeah. Exactly.
Basically, what that is.
Gemara Haktani. It did. What did it say? The Braisa Loinen Vilemoilin is now no. You know, Moil, but Dama Lishcha. The money you give to the Lishcha. Misayeya. This supports Rabbi Loz. Rabbi Loz. Kol Mokas. Every place Rabbi said Kaddish ve'enu Kaddish. When Rabbi say it's holy, you shouldn't have enough. But it's not holy because there's no Isra Meila. What should you do? It's Dama Vipul Lishcha. What do you do with the money? Now we finally know. You better put it into the chamber in the Beis Hamikdash. Will they use it for Kabbalas? Mishnah. Cholav amekdashim. We just learned this in the Gemara. The milk of a carbon, obeye toid, you know, the eggs of these birds, loinani, you know, I have enough from them, but on the other hand, loinani, I'm moil. Bamedvar morim, when do we say this? Bekachim mizbeach. When do we say this only by kachim that go to the mizbeach? And since milk and eggs are not road to go to the mizbeach, therefore, you're not moil, you're not stealing from the mizbeach. The mizbeach anyway cannot use the milk and eggs. Makes sense. Avo bekachim bedekabais, we're basically. You're donating to the Beis Hamikdash. So what are you donating? The value of it. And milk also has value and eggs have value. So therefore, you will be moil if you use it. If you donate it to the Beis Hamikdash, you use it, you're moil, stealing. Oh, good. Oh, but you're doing it libun every time. There's a fire there. Aval, bekotche, bedek, bayis, higdish, Higdish Tanugolis, if you mark to say a bird, is moiling bo, it's for better kabais. You mark your chicken, you're moiling the chicken, but also, and the egg as well. Why? Because the egg also has value. You can sell it and the money. Give it to the base of Migdash, to Betik Abayis.
You're being Magdash the value of the Tarnagolas, you're being Magdash the Tarnagolas.
You're being Magdash the Tarnagolas for Betik Abayis. What's Betik Abayis to do with it? They don't bring Kabonis.
They have to sell it.
They'll sell it, yeah. So we'll see anything more later.
Everything that it will have in the future, because you give
anything that can be turned into money that Betik Abayis can use for maintenance.
I mean, unless they can pay the maintenance workers with chickens.
You're not giving the value of the Tarnagolas, because then
you're
maybe
you give them actually the Tarnagolas to the Gizbar.
We're going to see in the next Mishnah there's two kinds of donating to Betik Abayis. One is we donate the thing itself to be used for Betik Abayis. One is you donate the value of it to be used for Betik Abayis. Some depends if the thing can be used for maintenance. Most will see trees, logs can be used to build another room. But a chicken, there's nothing that Betik Abayis can do with a chicken.
So other if you're giving the value of the Tarnagolas, why do you have to give the value of the eggs? It's not there. It's
because whatever
exists right now.
True. Whatever comes from the chicken is part of Hekdesh. Like a Vlad we had before, a Vlad Chappas.
I'm not giving the chicken. I'm saying the Tarnagolas is worth
you gave the Tarnagolas to Hekdesh. You gave the Tarnagolas.
Yeah,
you gave it, but from the perspective of Hekdesh, you're right.
To sell it
and they see it as money. Okay, so Kodesh Bidabai, they can use it. So therefore, for them, it's money. And if you use it for your own purpose, you're stealing. You ever heard of the donkey milk? You did? You get camel milk all the time, but donkey milk. Okay. Kosher snack. Says the Gemara, it sounds from here, what about you donated for the mizbeach, but not the animal itself? You said, you know, this animal, I'm going to sell the animal, and the money from this animal, or the value of this animal, I'm donating to the mizbeach. So it sounds from here, that if you do that, you're also not, it's not stealing, even though the whole animal and the milk and everything else is part of it, because you said the value of the animal, because it makes a distinction between mizbeach and Betik Abayis. Otherwise, you should have said if you make them kodesh the animal itself or the domim of the animal. So you want to ask, like mizbeach, there's no stealing then, because it's going to mizbeach, even though I'm turning into money. A few words are missing. That's how you should learn. That's when he's talking about you mark the shikrus aguf from mizbeach. Aval higdisha kedusha dom in the gabbis bear, but if you mark this dom in the bear, nasi kemisha higdisha lebedek habayis. It's just like, it's no different. If you're makdish an animal, you say the value of it will go to the bear. It's no different than makdish to the base of Migdish. Higdish tanagelis ma'ilim bo be'yasa chamayda ma'ilim bo v'chalba. So the distinction is not whether it's mizbeach or habayis, it's whether you makdish the animal itself or the value. And the value of the animal, I don't care if it's going to the mizbeach or lebedek habayis. If you do the value of the animal, then milk has value, eggs have value. But if you're looking at the animal itself, they don't have. So the Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah. That you base on the last three words. Call a roel le mizbeach, anything which is suitable for the mizbeach, v'loy le bedek habayis, are things which are only suitable for mizbeach, not bedek habayis. Like an animal, a cow or something. Le bedek habayis, v'loy le mizbeach, are things which are suitable for bedek habayis, for maintenance, but not suitable at all for the mizbeach. And then you have things that loy le mizbeach, v'loy le mizbeach, suitable for either one. The din is mailing, but in all of these cases, you're stealing from them. Gemara's ketzad. Let's go through it. Higdish boir mole mayim. If you donated a cistern full of water, what can this bear do with it? Nothing. So what is it? It's for Betik Abayis. And you're the thing itself is kodesh for Betik Abayis. Why? Because the Betik Abayis can use the water to make cement, to build whatever it is. So they can actually use the product. It's not just to have to sell it and convert it to money. Oh, Rashi has a question. Rashi, what about Nizuch HaMayim? So he says here, you cannot use Nizuch HaMayim, because Nizuch HaMayim is from Meir Shalech. And this is not Meir Shalech. Okay. Then the next example is Ashbois Melea Zevel. What about if you have a tip, you know, full of fertilizer? Here, the Betik Abayis cannot use it, the Mizbeach can use it. What is it? You'll convert it into money. So this is the case of where the value of it was donated to the Betik Abayis. Then you have shayvich mole yonim. If you have a chicken coop full of doves, or elan mole pedis, or a tree full of fruits, Rashi says that pedis here means grapes. And what's the grapes suitable for the mizbeach? This is an example of something suitable for mizbeach for nisach hayayin. So that's what the pedis is, grapes. But it's not suitable for Betik Abayis. What Betik Abayis do with grapes? Nothing. They can just sell it. What about the vines themselves? Vines are not good for firewood. So the Betik Abayis has no use for it. So this is definitely for the Mizbech. And what about maybe Bekurim? Bekurim are not brought on the Mizbech. It's brought to the base of Migdash, but it's not called Mizbech. even though you place it before the Mizbech. Says the Mishnah Vayitah. So these are different examples describing the first, the opening three possibilities. Then he continues. If you have a field full of grass, what can you do with a field full of, what can you do with grass? You can't be makhtim Mizbech, nor can you use it for better gabayis. You just convert it to money. Moiling by ham, so this one here, you're moiling it, and also what's inside. Also what's inside, like boy with the water inside, and so on and so forth. And here, because it's the value. Avulim hikdish boy, whatever you makdish the boy, and only afterwards it filled up with water, or ashpa tip, and the benefit that you can have from it is only came afterwards. Or shayvich v'achikach malayonim, you gave a chicken coop, an empty chicken coop, and then it filled up with doves. Elon v'achikach rabbi, you donated the tree, and then after the grape came out. Sode v'achikach malasavim is moilin bohem. So what I gave, I donated a moil, but the ain moilin b'mesha b'teicha. You're not moiling what's inside there. You're not moiling what's inside there. Why? Because these are called gedulei hegdish. As a machlekes, and he holds that gedulei hegdish do not become automatically kedush. However, Rabbi Yaisi says, Rabbi Yaisi can argue. You say gedulei hegdish. That hegdish, a tree produces grapes, so it's called gedulei hegdish. Or fields produce grass. So these last two, the chicken coop does not produce chickens or yonim. A cistern does not produce water. So that's not called gedulei hegdish. But these two last cases is gedulei hegdish. It came directly out of the product that you donate to hegdish. Tanakhama says, fundezvegan, whatever grows out of it is not hegdish. However, he argues in the last two cases, he says, no, these are called gedulei hegdish and becomes hegdish. Then he says an interesting thing. Let's say, every 10th animal you give away for Maisa Behemoth, so it's Kaidish now, and then it had a baby. And now the baby has to nurse. Can the baby nurse from the milk of a carbon? Vlad Hamu said is, the Vlad of one of these animals giving away Maisa, Lo Yunuk Minam Musedes, it should not nurture, it should not nurse from the Musedes, it should not. Why? Because that's Kaidish. And it's like your moil. You're stealing from Hegdish, you're taking its milk. However, you should have an awe. You shouldn't have another. Achedim misnadvim kain. Now this is very interesting. What is achedim misnadvim kain? So Rashi learns what's talking about over here is that very modern lashon, but it means you made a tanai. So the word maybe according to Rashi, even though it says in the head in the kepel misnadvim, it might be misnadrim, because what they're doing is they're making a tanai, and they're saying that that when we went through the 10th one, we said if this animal falls pregnant and it has a before I do anything bring it to carbon and it has a baby calf, I wanted to be able to nurse, and the milk is not, and tonight the milk does not become kaddish. Okay, because it's in a cave, and you bring it to Ladir, and that's what you do with it.
So, why is separate from the animal, you're allowed to do that?
And Rashi said, why can you make such a tonight? How can you do that? He said, because I don't have to put it in the first place. I can wait longer to do the Maisa Behema. So, therefore, because I have control over this thing here, I am allowed to make this tonight. Now, why they're called achedim? Who are these achedim? Rashi puts them down because they're people who are not machmir. Rashi used the lashon achedim she'enon machmirim alein kero. No, we don't really like what they're doing here. Okay, and the next case in the Mishnah, v'lad hamukdashim, the v'lad of a kabron, not moseres but kabron, layonik min hamukdashim, and achedim is not mekayim. Tesis does not like this at all. So Tesis says here, where is it? Not the taste of Achedim, the taste of Poilin, sorry, says, look at the taste of Akasha, about six lines into Tesis, and the taste of Hapoilin, and the last two words. Vikasha, Masha Peter, Achedim, is Nadvim. I don't like Rashi's Pshat that he says that other people are Menadiv, so he must name Amenas Lahonik. That Menadvim, Rashi Lin Pshat means Achedim, because they're not really the very, very Machmir, and Misnadvim means they make a Tanai. So it's stated, the Lishna on the Masha became, where do you find such a Lashon, Menadiv, which sounds like a generous thing, and you're saying that it's taking away, it's taking away the milk from the Kurdish. The Tosefta learns this regarding the next two cases. We soon learn that normally if you work in somebody's farm, you're allowed to eat from the tool. While el kol yachol leisit, you now put it into your kelim, but you're allowed to eat b'shas ma'isa. And how come over here And the Sefer brings out that case over there. But if you're working with Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat from the crop of the Beis HaMikdash for your own benefit. Even though it's part of the wage, you're not allowed to. And it says the same thing over there. What did the poel make a tonight? The way Rashi learns Misnat, same lesson there, means a tonight. What the poel makes a tonight, I'm going to take the job on the condition that I can eat the fruit. Who are you to make that condition? It doesn't belong to you. Look at this at the pshat. Other people, fremde achedim, who are very generous, and they see your mind with the matzav that you have a baby calf that needs to be nursed, but you cannot nurse from its mother because it's kedush. They would donate their own animals. That's the misnadvim. They were offering. They were generous. They said, "I'll let you have my animal for 6 months to nurse your baby calf." Shehi chulin, because my animal is chulin. See, these guys are working so hard for Hegdish, and they can't, they're watching all this food, they can't eat it, and usually they're Armalite, poor people. They'll give him some stipend. So that's very nice, Tasis. You have nice people there that see the welfare of another person, that he needs help, and they just walk over and they offer help.
But Lapel, he could have done the mice of Behemoth later.
They say that no one's taken. Yeah, but Taisa seems to learn. But Rashi says also that's not so. He's not so happy with that whole tonight. So Taisa seems to learn that we don't like this whole thing. Rashi says, you know, that's not so machmir. Taisa seems to learn we frown upon people who make these kind of tonight. So therefore, that's not what we're talking about here. Very geshmak at Taisa. Chiddush pshat. Back to the Mishnah. We have plenty of time, Huda. We're going to finish this block to Mitzvah. Said the Mishnah Vayter, Hapelim lo yechlu min greglis hegdish. The workers should not work, do not eat while they're working in hegdish from the greglis. We have to. Yeah.
You just said that you'll know we've changed the time from quarter 2:06 normally, then we're quarter past
six. You're starting late?
Yes. Because I talked with Hegel, and I asked the people there, and they all want quarter past six rather than quarter 2:06. So it would be late.
I don't know. You know what? Tomorrow, between the Chamayda, we're going to learn two more blocks. We'll learn Wednesdays as well. So come and join us tomorrow. It's the only way we can do Wednesday. That's an ultimatum here. You'll have to make a decision. Toss a coin. Same thing, you know, you have to muzzle the mouth of the animal. Normally, an animal says, while it's threshing, here you left. How do you know the baby calf cannot nurse from its own mother? But I'm asking you to learn out. It says in the Pasig, and Havora Mibchoir. We learn on Havora Mibchoir. It says here, by Havarta Kopet Erechem Mibchoir. And my mind says, Kola Shayaba. So what? What do you know about b'chayr? Ma b'chayr moilim boy. What do you know about b'chayr? Is a b'chayr a male or a female? B'chayr is only a male, so there's no milk there. So I mean, by b'chayr, every part of the animal becomes kodesh. So too by mice and behemba, even though it's in the cave and there's milk sitting inside the animal, every part of the animal becomes kodesh, including the milk, because we compare it to b'chayr. Compare it to b'chayr. I have chomet said moilim boy. So also milk.
What are the two psukim?
It says, "V'havarta kol petarechem, and lo ya'akol shi'avet, kol shi'avet, achol shabbat." Shabbat. Yeah, av cholav hamaser is moil mi'am moil. So before we learned that cholav b'kudish nami asi imay mi b'chayy. What about other kachim? Says kachim the same thing. We learn out. It says by b'chayy kein tassel l'shercha shivas yam miti imay. So it says imay there by b'chayy, and by all mekdashim it says that it should be, should also be 7 days tachazimai before you makrev it. So just like a b'choy, you know, every part of it, because it's a zachar, same thing over here, every carbon, every part of it becomes kedush.
From the maestro, if it's been there naked, it's still, right? It's mila, that's the problem.
Sorry?
The problem is that it's mila, right? You're taking...
Only while it's in that b'choy. We looked in the Mishnah before that milk and mekdoshim are right. There's no mila. That's talking about once it came out already, in a bottle, and so you're not moil anymore. Here we're talking about the nursing from the
directly
from Behema.
Right, but if they're both hektish, what's the mila? Like it says in the second case, they're behind.
You're talking about the Vlad of a hektish.
They're both hektish, so what would be the mila there? Or is it from one category to
another? No, we're talking about a case where you could clearly said, I'm only being makdish the mother. I'm not being makdish the baby. Or you makdish the mother and the baby was born already.
The Vlad is not Mukdash.
I would have thought that once you've milked it into a bottle, that has no financial value to it.
True.
Masha Enkin, when it's inside the animal, it's got no value at all.
That's true. So we said it depends if it's kosher, better, goodbye, and Mizbech. Mizbech, they're not interested in value. Mizbech, it can be makrevit. It can't be makrevit in milk and egg. says he motivated. I pray in the my time. What's the reason why the workers shouldn't work? Shouldn't eat while they're working? Only if it's your threshing floor. Only if it's yours, you're allowed. You have to feed the animal. Hadosh bekalilin. If you're being dosh threshing some kind of a legume called kalilin. This is the hegdish and the field hegdish. You're having hanor from hegdish, so you're not allowed to. If you're being dosh while it's attached to the ground, mila is only when it's detached. Here it's attached. Says the Gemara, arrive here that the dust of the field is good for this kalilin. Somehow or another, it makes it better, improves it. And say for this, since this dust gets mixed up with the legumes, it's already considered talush, because the dust itself is a talush, and therefore you're moil. We'll go to the bottom mission on the page. So we're doing now Monday's Gemara for Day Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow, we'll do mitzvah Tuesday and Wednesday. Look at the mission of Aite, Shroshe Ilim Shal Hegid. What happens if you have a farm right next door to a farm that belongs to Hegdish? And the roots of your tree are sprouting and they're going into the Hegdish's field. Or the Faket, Shroshe Ilim Shal Hegid, Boy Mishal Hegdish. Or Faket, Vishal Hegdish, let's say Hegdish has a tree that the roots are growing into your field. Boy Mishal Hegid. Loy Nenin, you shouldn't have any Anah. And. Sorry?
What would you have from the roots?
Do you want to sit on it? Do you have roots that go up? Sorry?
You can dig it up and use it for firewood.
Oh, okay, that's moiling. Hanor could be just even sitting on it. We also, by Me'ila, if you're something that you cannot take apart, use it. If you're using it, the value of a prutah, you're very tired and there's a good seat. If the value of a prutah, because you have to rent the seat, will cost you chleis, that's called, you shouldn't, one second. So he says, Allah, you shouldn't have a nor, but the lay moiling. Nor is there Me'ila. Now, if the tree belongs to the Yisrael, of course, there's no problem, even though it grows into Hegdish. Even if the tree is Hegdish and the roots are by the Yisrael, again, we say, since the roots are the Yisrael's property, there's no Mi'ilia. We shouldn't have enough because it belongs to Hegdish. What about a spring that starts out or runs through the field of Hegdish and then it goes into the field, it spills into the field of Chulin? So it doesn't. The water is not Hegdish's water, but it goes through there. It runs through their property, or it comes out of a bore on their property. So you shouldn't have a nah from it when leinani while it's in the Hegdish's property. You should have a nah. V'lei moilin, and you're not moil if you drink from that water, for example, even standing in the property of Hegdish, because it doesn't belong to Hegdish. It's just running through. But you still should have a nah. But once it leaves the Hegdish's property and goes into the Yisrael's property, it's no problem. If it left the field, you'll have anah from it. Once it leaves the field, no problem, you'll have anah from it, because it doesn't belong to them. Now, hamayim, sorry, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, even though it runs through their field. That's the point. You'll have to have it because it doesn't belong to Hegdish, but we don't want you to have anah because it doesn't look right. It's running through Hegdish's fields, you should have anah. But definitely, Mila, you're not stealing from Hegdish because it's not theirs to be stealing. But you shouldn't have anah because you're standing in Hegdish's field and you're drinking from that water. But if you're standing outside Hegdish's field, there's no problem. Then he says here, what about Hamayim Shebekad Shulzav? What happened was for Nisach Hamayim, they would have to fill up the water. And what happened if, let's say, Yom Tov was on Shabbos? They couldn't bring the water on Shabbos. They would bring the water out of Shabbos. If they brought the water from every Shabbos, the Me'ah Shaleach, but the problem is if you put it in the keli that's going to be used, it's leaner than if it stays overnight. So what they did was they put it into another keli called a Kad Shulzav, a big golden jug there, which is not holy. And because not holy, there's no lina. Kozman, you didn't put it into clay shardis, it doesn't kick in. Remember we learned before, the laws of clay lina don't kick in until you didn't go the next notch. Clay shardis, you did the shchita, something. And here, so therefore, they deliberately put it in the keli, which is not holy, so it shouldn't become possible through lina. And then afterwards,
belonged to
Bais HaMikdash, but it's not clay shardis. In order to be clay shardis, you have to be moishachit. So he says here, Hamayim, so the water should be kachalzov. Let's say you collected water, meishalech, and sitting in that kachalzov. If you use it, you're not even anything because it's not holy yet. Shouldn't have an ob because obviously it belongs to Hegdish, but you're not moil. Why? Because it never became kaidish. It wasn't yet consecrated for Nisach Hamayim. Until you done the next stage, which is the golden jug. The card is much bigger, like a barrel. And then they bring the tzleichis azov. So the Gemara, then the next thing is, what about nosnam b'tzleichis? Once you put it in the jug, the golden jug, then that's already klei shodis. Then moilim behen. If you use it, you're gone. You're stealing from hekdesh. You're stealing something they can need. Arava, they used to place in the harabayis. We learned they used to put an arava and they used to put it by the mizbeach. They had, besides the lulu, they used to go around makiv the mizbeach. That is long aravas every single day that they used to put against the mizbeach. We don't do a zecher for that. We only do a hoshana rabba. But they used to put every day against the mizbeach. Is arava loinanin? You shouldn't have enough. Loimoylin, you shouldn't have enough. Nor are you. At that stage, if it's, you know, but you didn't yet put it against the mizbech, you just brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, in the Brona Harabayis. You should have an oil because it's going to be used for the Beis Hamikdash, but you're not oil yet because you didn't mark the shit. But once you lean it against the mizbech, but once you lean it against the mizbech, you fulfill the mitzvah. And once you fulfill the mitzvah, we learned before already, Nasa mitzvason, there's no problem there. So it's not Kodesh, there's no Mi'ilah, but you shouldn't have an oil because it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. But once you placed it against the mizbeach, you did this mitzvah. And we had before, there's nothing, ain't dover, shenasa mitzvah, that is still awesome. Says my right, below my island. I believe it's a guy, noyagin, how you shenani, me men, below the veil. That there used to be for a reason, or I guess it's like a tanai, that even before they placed it against the mizbeach, this kenim, who were too old to bring everything to the mizbeach, would use these arabas for the lulav, to do the mitzvah lulav. So they're having hanah. We just say shouldn't have hanah. But the minig became that this kain did it, and once the minig became this kain did it, it became allowed because like they made it tanai that we're giving to the Beis Hamikdash, but we're allowing the kenim to do their thing. Sorry.
It's a
below bridge. Yeah. No, it's meant to be used for part of the activities is
put against
the mizbeach. Just like we do lulav, you walk around the bima, we used to do that in the Mesa Majors. They also used to put aravas against the mizbeach to beautify it every day. And so that's what it was there. It was brought there for the flower shop to be put against the mizbeach. So as long as they didn't put against the mizbeach, Hegdish is going to use it. You're not having a knob, but there's no stealing because it's not kodesh yet. Once they put it against the mizbeach, they fill the mitzvah, you can use it. But these older people, they used to use it for the lulav set. You know, borrow it, and take it, and then bring it back. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Lakish says...
Is that a mitzvah shlav lehonus mitzvah?
That's what some of the Rishonim say. Some of the Rishonim say the reason why they're allowed to do it is because mitzvah shlav lehonus mitzvah. But Rashi doesn't give a reason. Rashi doesn't give a reason, so Lucheda, if Rashi doesn't give a reason, and Mish used the word nanim, sounds like, that, as if because that became the minig, it's all right. But others say, because exactly what you said, Mr. Lavlah, as you know. Says he, Tasis is right here, Mr. Lavlah, as you know. Says he, right? Omer Shalosh Lakish says this, that we say, you put, the way one understands is, when you put the kachos off, you know why it doesn't become holy? Because you didn't put the exact amount. You need 3 loigen of water to do the Nisach HaMayim. If you did 3.5, 2.5, it doesn't become holy. Omnish Lakish, a moilin bekulan. If in that cut of gold you have more than 3 loigins, you're not moil at all. But let's say, ava moilin b'shalosh loigin. But if it be exactly 3 loigin, not less and not more, so there's enough there to do nisach hamayim, you will be moil. Even though it's in the kachelzov, you know, that earlier stage. Says the Gemara Bakhtani, say for the Mishnah clearly says, Nosnu Lutzleich is Mail Man. Only if you placed it in the next keli, you know, the small golden jug, but not in the barrel. Miklal Dereisha, in the case of the barrel, I feel the Bishloish Loginam. It sounds like in all cases, the barrel, you're not Mail. And it's only in the Tzleiches that you Mail. Ella eat, so you're right. It makes the card you never moil because, as we said before, it's not clay shutters. What's Reish Lakish's comment is on the sefer Idmar. This that you say that sloichis shalzov your moil. He says moilin behen or Reish Lakish a moilin elabim loigin. You know when you're moil on the sloichis shalzov only if it's exactly 3 loigin. But if it's less than 3 loigin, not. And comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says moilin bekulon. Once you put in that sloichis, I don't care the amount, any amount you have there, you're moil. The member of the Kasava Reish Lakish holds Yashir Lamayim. Sounds like he holds that there has to be exactly 3 loigin to be Yaitzin Nisuch HaMayim. You know, the pouring of the water on the Sukkah, on the Mizbech, on Sukkahs, has to be exactly 3 loigin. And therefore, you're not Moyel if it's 3.5 or 2.5. And Abiechin seems to hold, there's no Shir. Whatever's in that jug, you use, and over the part of the Mitzvah Nisuch HaMayim. That's what it seems. Let me ask a question. Vihatanan, didn't we learn? Omer, Abloh says, Hamanasich me'achag b'chag b'chutz. Abloh says, if you take the water if that was designated from Mizbech, and you take it outside, and we know you're not allowed to do any activity that belongs to Mizbech, you're not allowed to do it outside, that's chutz chutz, and you're ma'ile b'chutz, you're chayiv. Why? Because you're ma'ile b'chutz. Anything which belongs inside, if you do it outside, you're chayiv as chutz chutz. So our sukkah, the water, if you took the water that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, you took it outside, then you chayiv shchut chutz. But Om Rabbi Yechon, Meshum Menachem Yudfo, that Rabbi Lezer, Beshittas Rabbi Akiva, Omar Rabbi Lezer, Father Akiva, the Dodish, who holds that this whole mitzvah, this Chamayim, is from the Teder. Remember, Herr Machleik is the Teder, or Halach Mashm Sinai, Mem Yud Mem, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and he says another Pasuk, so, because it's in the Torah, Dodesh, he holds Nischehem in plural, not because Mem Yud Mem is Rabbi Yehuda. He holds, because Rabbi Kiva said, because Nischehem, there's two kinds in the Nesachim. Oh yeah, you only have one Nesach. Why? Comes in the Pesuk, it says Nischehem. They're Nesachim, so we say, what are the two Nesachim? One Nesach is Yayin, like always, and one is Mayim. Echad Nischehem Mayim, Echad Nischehem Yayin. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. And the Amr Shalosh made a comment. If you're going to learn out, so know you're comparing Nisachayayin to Nisachamayim. Imayayin shows Lugin, Avmayim Blugin, Avmayim shows Lugin. According to you, it should be only three. No, what the Shlok is really saying? It's exactly the opposite of saying here. It seems to me the Shlok is saying, I hold, there's no Shir. How much? But if you're going to learn Mayim from Yayin, then you should be exactly by wine, exactly three Lugin. Tell you gives exact measurements by wine. By Mayim, Ocean should be pedantic, it should be exactly, you know, meticulous, it should be exactly three Lugin. And we're going to find that. So it seems from this question here, the Shlok is all, there's no Shir. And Rabbi Yechon is the one who holds there is a Shir, which is exactly the opposite of what we just had a minute ago. The Shlok said that the only time Shlokh Shalzov is Makdish, you know, Yemoyel, is exactly three Lugin. How's that work? Miklav is only Shlok is ain't Shil Mayim. So the Gemara, no. The time made that Rabbi Nachum Yitfor Kamar. He's saying it. You, Rabbi Nachum, says that you hold that there's no, I hold the Shir three Legion. But you hold there's no Shir, but Legion, and my question to you is, how can you hold at the same time? There's no Shir to how much water. When you're saying that the whole mocker for Nisach HaMayim is by equating it to Nisach HaYayin. And by Yayin, we know it has to be three Legion. That's my question. The time Nachum Yitfor Kamar, that's what he's asking. Okay, we'll stop here. Shabbos, everybody.